by
EXO Auto Works. EXO Auto Works is Colorado Springs' home of the $50 synthetic blend oil change. Call now, 719-375-3232, or visit exoautoworks.com to make your appointment.
Madrid Maintenance. Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman service in the Colorado Springs area, starting at just $45 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/Madrid Maintenance.
Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. Call today, 719-963-2020, or go to facebook.com/Enharmonic Studios.
Howdy, neighbor.
Morning, neighbor. You just move in?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Oh, nice. Well, what do you do?
You know, I'm a professor of logic.
You want to explain that to me?
Be easier if I just showed you. Do you want a gun safe?
Yeah.
It'd be logical to say that you had some guns.
Yeah, you're right.
It would be further logical to say that you're using those guns to probably protect your family.
That's correct.
That if you have a family, you have a couple of kids.
Yep.
If you have a couple of kids, you probably have a wife.
Yep.
It'd be logical to say that you're heterosexual.
Wow.
Take care.
Have you met the new neighbor?
Not yet.
Hey, he's a professor of logic.
What's that?
It'd be easier if I just showed you. Do you have a gun safe in your house?
No, I don't have one.
So you're gay.
Live from EXO Auto Works. Streaming all over the world.
We're coming for you, globalist!
It's your weekly dose of toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
With Eric Madrid. And Trevor Lane. It's Mad Tools.
Ha ha! Oh, here he comes. I didn't lie this time. Eric is here.
That's right.
And as you can see, we have an in-studio guest as well.
I don't care what Trevor told you. It is what it is. This is all you get. We're not good, but damn it, we're relatable. That's exactly what we are. Hey, these came out great.
Yeah. Just too big.
No, for what we wanted them for, but that's perfect.
Right. Just have to find something else to stick them on.
No, that's awesome. I know exactly where to sew these onto.
Okay.
One for each cheek.
So joining us in studio this evening, we have Wade Ritbrock from, I don't want to butcher the name of your company, so.
It's pronounced Mangata.
Mangata?
That's what I heard. Mangata.
Actually, part of the name I chose because it starts with my dad, and my goal is only to make men's underwear.
Awesome.
I don't want to expand on women's products.
Cool.
The man brand.
Bring that microphone nice and close.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. There we go. Bam.
Move it around wherever you need it.
That's right. We don't have
it. Okay. Neither have
like
we.
Being this close
neither
have
we. Neither have we. It's our first. It's, we're new to podcasting. It's our first day.
So, I like. I've checked out your website and kind of done some research on what you're doing with the underwear. Tell us a little bit about that because I think it's pretty. You've got some innovations. You got some things that maybe you've seen somewhere else, but you have your own twist on them. So tell us a little bit about the underwear.
Yeah, so I'd say I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I was going back probably to an elementary school and just couldn't afford to, you know, do a business. So I went into the military on my 17th birthday and did 30 years. And I took 10% of my paycheck and just put it aside. And I kept on coming up with ideas on what am I going to do. You know, I went through my Rolodex of inventions and said, you know, pick one. And I went with men's underwear, and I started researching that back in 2004 and just kept on just innovating in my head. And then when I retired in 2020, you know, picked that out of all my ideas. And I guess the couple of innovations you're talking about, a couple of the main ones is I said, you know, you know, when a lot of the mistakes I made when I was under the influence of alcohol was ended up with a couple daughters. Now I love them to death, you know, but wasn't part of my plan, you know.
You didn't plan your parenthood?
And I was telling, I was just hanging out with the bros, 21, 22, out drinking, chasing girls, and
got them.
Yeah. And so I said, you know what? They need a condom holder built in right into the underwear because that is the perfect location. You stock it up the condom holder, you know, and before you go out with the guys, you know, start pounding beers and doing shots, and now you're, you know, are you going to really trust yourself under the influence of drugs and alcohol that you're going to stop at 7-Eleven and get, you know what I mean? So,
or even if you're carrying them in, say, a pocket that you're going to remember, A, that it's there. Which pocket? And in the heat of the moment, there's nothing that will kill the mood more than, hang on, let me fumble around with my fucking pants.
My wallet.
Digging for a condom.
Where is your pants?
Right? Yeah.
You wake up in the next morning and you're on a scavenger hunt trying to find
with a hangover. You guys had way more fun in your 20s than I did. Way more fun. So, do we have a pair we can show?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, we want to show these folks, so, both
this
of you.
Is how it ships.
What's up, Keys? How are you doing?
This is Express Mail, and this is my box that I designed. And just so you can know, that is a picture of a moon gata. It's a Swedish, it's the reflection of the moon off the water.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
It's,
yeah.
It's a Swedish word.
Cool.
And I want to be underwear of the nightlife. So that's where the full moon comes in, and you know, it's just a cool sounding word.
Yeah.
So then you open it up, and that's kind of what you get if you only buy a one pack. If you buy a three pack, there's three pairs in there. But you know, here you can live there and do whatever you want. But
all right, freshly used.
That's a help. So I'm the only underwear on the planet where you get to pick your pouch size. So, yeah, four pouch sizes to choose from standard, mule deer, elk, and moose.
And where's our pocket? Boom. Check that out, folks.
Very discreet.
Great.
If you no longer need it, you can just cut it out. Most of the construction was done here in Denver. I have a few ladies.
It's RFID rated. I'm sure.
Okay.
I was going to ask, because that is like, that is the quintessential thing that just wrecks every pair of underwear, is the elastic band. It goes out. Reebok, terrible. You get like two uses, and you get one wedgie, and you're just toast.
Should say elk, yeah. So waist is an extra large, the pouch is an elk.
So. Awesome.
So what are our pouch sizes?
I like the branding, too.
Well, your standard is designed for your guy that's,
the names, really.
It's the size of a combination of your penis, testicles, that's really it. So based on you being flaccid,
hair,
so.
I guess if you don't groom,
if you don't take care of that gorilla salad.
And I can honestly say I've done more penis and testicle research than any man in America. And I mean that in a research sort of way.
I mean,
no you... dick pics in there, but from a research to create my molds that I made out of clay that I then use to take and get what's known as a tech pack, which is basically a blueprint for a house. They call it a tech pack. And to get a tech pack for a pair of underwear, it costs about $10,000, you know, to make a blueprint. But with that tech pack, then what you can do is you can go to any place on the planet, give them that blueprint, and they know what stitch to use, exactly where to cut it.
Oh, interesting. So we've got, let's see, what do we have? We have mouse. We got tomcat. We've got pit bull. We got tiger. We got elk. We got elephant. And blue whale, I believe. Those are the.
Blue whale.
animal pack.
I was going to say, I think I've heard somebody talk about it in Iceland. Yeah.
We should go. I bet yeah. there is.
We're like one of the only animals that doesn't have an actual bone.
Ooh, I wouldn't say only.
I said one of.
Yeah, one of the only.
It's rare. Most animals do. Most male animals have a bone because they don't want to fuck around with. Am I turned on? And it's just like we need to get the babies made.
I don't know about most. I know that there's a genus. I know a genus like bears, raccoons, possums, whatever that's. Subspecies of mammal, because I've shot a lot of those. So dressing those out, you're like, oh, what the fuck is this? When
there's
you're
a bone there,
yeah. When you're a kid, you're like, this thing has a boner and a boner. You know, but oh wait, I forgot about hippopotamus. That's probably a misnomer, right? Big guy.
Yeah, I'm not sure how
little blueprint.
Not sure.
I don't know. Either 40% or 80%. Either way.
It's
a good portion.
Yeah.
That figures.
But I dig the, you know, the pouch thing. Obviously, there's a number of brands that are doing that. Everyone knows Sheath. But the sizes, I'm like, when I saw that on your website, I'm like, this is fucking genius.
Yeah. Because you're either constricted or, you know, you're bouncing hanging around. You might as well not even have the accoutrement of having it, you know.
And then the condom thing, I was just like, this is great.
People have done, you know, even for over like almost 100 years, I've found patents that go back and they expire and new ones come out. But every single one that I've looked at, it says, you know, like you said, it's a pouch. Something like And they'd say, well, could it be used for holding IDs and things like that, depending on what era you're looking at.
Right.
And, but not one of them throughout all of history ever said condom on them. So when I put in for my patent, which just seemed to be approved, I've been waiting on it for 2 years now, I said, you know, this isn't a pouch or anything like this. This is specifically designed for condoms. Like, I have a lot of missions that I want to do in positive ways. And one is, like, too many single moms out there. You know what I mean? Too many, you know, child support for the average man based over 19 years comes out to, if you were to have a kid in 2023, comes out to $316,000. And it's like, you know, if that's what you want to do for, you know, by all means, you know, I'm not telling people not to have kids that want to have kids. I'm just saying, until you're in that stage of life, financially and mentally, you know, maybe just put it off until you mature enough where you can, you and that girl that you're totally in love with can, you know, as a team, you know, raise that child
right. More
effectively.
That's awesome, yeah. And it's interesting, I don't know if you know much about the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger.
No.
Well, she was a raging racist. Set that aside for a minute. She was actually against abortion, which is twisted considering what her organization has become. The reason it was named that was because she wanted people to plan their parenthoods and not be put in a position where they have to go, well, it's an emergency. So she was a huge advocate for like birth control back when that was, wait, what? Even with married couples, she was like, yeah, if you can't afford a kid, don't have another kid, you know, which was unheard of. It was like, well, no, you do the fucking cause you're married and then babies come. And she's like, or don't,
or not,
or come up with ways to do the fucking without making the babies.
Nah, this is a super handy. This is super handy. And very, forward thinking product. Glad to have you here because cool stuff. I mean, this is a whole episode of cool stuff.
There is a lot of cool stuff.
Right.
We are going to do a little bit of news, but mostly more cool stuff than news. I'll put it that way.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
That'll be super awesome.
The one news story I found out on the way here that I did not get in there. Did you hear Jerry Springer died?
I did. No way. 80 years old.
79, 80, something like that. Yeah. I read two different ages, and I'm like, well, I guess it's one of those.
Google is ultimately.
I guess he's been battling cancer for a while and hasn't really, like a lot of public figures, there's things that they want to keep private, so that was not out there. And then it was just he passed away, and
spent a lot of nights watching some trashy television.
My baby's mama's from another kid because she had a lot of kids from a lot of guys, and I was watching a clip, and I said, "Oh, I know that."
I am not the father.
They actually dressed her up to make her look a lot more sane than what she was. Cause she always had, like, you know, 5 different colors in her hair.
Oh, geez.
So I reached out to her and I'm like, yeah, your hair looked good. Oh, they made me wear a wig. I'm like, oh, they actually try and make them look less crazy.
Man. Well.
If that's totally doable. Jeez.
Well, we'll get into some news here. As you're about to see with the news, it always pays to be prepared, and a great way to do that is to have some emergency food on hand, and we love Valley Food Storage for that. You can get some of your own by going to prepare.mantoolsmedia.com, or you can scan that QR code over there by Eric, or if you're in the live chat, you should have seen the link pop up. So either way, get over to prepare.mantoolsmedia.com. Get you some emergency food. It lasts for 25 years. The only thing you have to be able to do is boil water. So keep that in mind. If you're prepping, that you do need a stove or something. Or fire, whatever. But be prepared.
We're relatable. We're not good.
All right.
We're relatable.
You can, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I do with those. They're great.
Our first story, you read this headline, which I'm about to. My boyfriend's cancer battle was ruining my mental health, so I left him. Now I'm running a marathon in his honor. I know that honor is cut off and it's spelled all British-y, but... A woman running the London Marathon for her ex-boyfriend has admitted that she left him because she couldn't cope with his cancer battle. Danielle Epstein, 32, was buying a house with Jell Friesen in London last year when he was diagnosed with a rare form of brain tumor at just 37. He needed a complex operation, radiotherapy, chemotherapy, and had to learn to walk again. And I guess that was too much. So the part of me, my knee-jerk thing was, what if the genders were reversed? Because she's taking some shit, but I don't think she's taking anywhere near the shit that a man who said, "I left my girlfriend because she got cancer," would take. There's obviously a double standard there. But then I went to, an angle that not a lot of people went to. And I went, you know what? Boyfriend? Or girlfriend? It's not your wife.
That's your husband. What I was going to bring up. I'm like, well.
Okay, maybe it is kind of shitty to be like, I can't hang. But the flip is also you're not so committed. You're not in till death do us part.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that one.
Obviously, that would be a little different. Yeah. Was that congressman? Was it John Edwards? It was a congressman who divorced his wife while she was battling cancer. I was like, holy shit, dude.
You're going to hell, really? Buddy. You're going to hell, dude.
And then he tried to run for president. It was like,
yeah, not going to happen.
Fucking serious?
Not going to happen. Well, at least she's running a marathon because he can't walk. I mean,
The more weird thing to me is that it's in his honor. Like, and I guess I need to read on. Did he die? Like, and now she feels like shit. While this was going on, physics teacher Danielle began having panic attacks and her mental health plummeted. So she ended their relationship. She moved to Thailand, remained friends, and is now running a marathon for a brain tumor charity. Okay.
So it's not for him.
Yeah. I guess she's the guy that he's the guy that she knows with a brain tumor.
Right. So I'm going to enter this thing and do it. Well, all right. Well, there's that. Women in Britain are moved to Thailand. I mean, Thailand? I don't know. That was a whole lot of news articles to process.
A lot, yeah.
What do we got next? Oh yes.
Have you seen this?
Have you seen that Doctor Who episode with these fucking things on it?
I have not.
Scare the shit out of you. They're just emoji faces and Doctor Who, and they're all happy when they land, and then they go sad, mean face, and then angry face. They start killing everybody. And these things look just like the fucking TV show. Oh, God, it's creepy.
In real life, what's going on here is the first completely unstaffed, or at least not human-staffed, McDonald's. Fort Worth, Texas.
There's one in going to be in Nashville, one in Denver, I think.
So you order your food. Robots make it. Robots bring it to you.
Maybe they'll get it right. I mean,
yeah. I mean, order up for Sarah Connor. That's funny. So, yeah. How's that $15 minimum wage working out?
That's right.
Here's my 2 cents on that. So you got I'm in the coding industry, and I want to do all the right things for the right reasons. I want to be a moral based business, and that's why I'm made here in the USA, which really takes away 97% of my customers right there. Because if you go to my website, I'm conservative, more expensive than anything else you're gonna find it. And I'm paying the people in Denver, over $20 an hour. And I'm trying to compete with people that are, all the big name brands. They're paying those people in the most impoverished parts of the world less than $1 an hour. So,
yeah.
But I'm like, I think I can find that small base of people that are saying, we get you. We understand and we're going to support you because we understand you're trying to bring jobs back to America. And the reason that's... is with this, just when the clothing industry went overseas, we lost 1.5 million jobs. And then everything else started to follow quickly after that, all the other industries. And it completely changed our world. Based on the things I tend to like to read, I found out that this new America that we live in is now designed, is better suited for the skills of a woman and the traits that they have. And they're actually saying this new society is geared towards the way they are, and because they're better at, customer service and things where we're more, industrial. And in fact, I found out there's more women managers now than female managers. And for every 3 women that graduate college, only 2 men. But anyways, I kind of got a little sidetracked. But so now we're in a country where they took away all our industrial jobs,
Yeah.
Now all we are is a service-based industry, which, like I said, favors women, which is fine. But now they're going to take our service jobs, service-based jobs. So if you start taking away more and more jobs, you know, how are we going to buy this stuff? Because we aren't even going to have jobs to buy McDonald's. You see what I'm saying?
That's that. Therein lies the simple math. If us regular jackoffs aren't making any money, how are we going to be able to afford any stuff?
Yeah.
And if we're just if not ever not all of us are engineers. I mean, I fix toilets for God's sakes. You know what I mean? Like I swing a hammer. That's my job. So how am I going to be able to afford the iPhone to interrupt us? If we just have automated stuff or and I also don't like the replacement mentality. Oh, you know, I broke it. I just gotta, you know, I gotta throw it away, and or you know what I mean? It's.
If I drink out of growlers. I'm trying to save the world using aluminum cans and glass. I'm trying to save the growler landfills one or you know.
Yeah, yeah.
One growler at a time.
Yeah,
There's
a, and I do agree. I very much agree because your analogy on men and women being different. Men like to have a proclivity to work with things. Women have a proclivity to work with people. And you start taking away those jobs. I will say this too. Anytime my manager was a woman, I got paid on time. I didn't have to haggle over hour. Like shit was just kind of more on lock because I feel like quantize that statement. I feel like when I was younger and I had managers that were men, they were more focused and busy on the tasks and the job than on the employees. So every time I had a husband-wife team as a boss, it worked out really well. Like he cracked the whip, she did the paperwork,
right,
and helped us with HR or whatever you want to call it. You know, nowadays it was, you know, paychecks and bennies and time scheduling and all that stuff. It just seemed to work out a whole lot better. So I don't know. Let's just take it all away, and that's how you get Terminators.
And to what you were talking about with what your people are being paid, I think it's great when especially skilled labor gets paid well. But when you got people that can't count change and
when you're saddling up for a career, you're looking at it. You're looking at McDonald's as a career, and not in the management or entrepreneurial. Like you're not a franchisor. You're looking at this as a career. You're gonna work the window as a career. It's not what it's never was designed to do. That this is to get you through your whatever schooling. Remember, I prefer trade schools or tech schools.
Yeah, something like that.
Versus 4-year college. Whatever. That's my own personal pride because I did the 7 years in college. Yeah.
You did seven years of 4-year college?
I did 7 years of 4-year. You know this. Yep. They call them doctors. But and it was a waste of time. I got out and I didn't have a trade because I got out in 2000 and 2002, direct marketing and social media took over. So I had an archaic degree.
Your print and radio.
Yeah, marketing. terrestrial marketing was. Some of it still works, but not. But by the some of the things work. But now here we are, 20 years later. None of it's the same. None of it's the same. We are doing things like, I mean, I know you know, like we are doing things vastly differently. So I'm glad I learned to trade. This is to get you through the trade. Now I also understand. I kind of feel bad for these kids because now they're not going to get to learn some of this stuff.
The other thing, too, is now what's the starter job?
Yeah, what's the starter job? You got to go from high school right to engineer, maker robots.
Unless this is helping to push the everyone should get a 4-year degree. See, look, there's no jobs for you out of high school, so everyone should get a 4-year degree.
Who's going to fix the robots? Shit breaks down.
Yep.
It does. So, how are you? Yeah. It's a weird. Owning a business, and if I could AI all of the marketing stuff, which it's becoming more and more easy to do, so I'm going to try to learn how to do that crap. But if I could have some things just automated, like, I don't know, fixing the tools and putting shit away, that would be great. That's like 10 hours a week. screwing around, you know, off the clock stuff that I have to do every week. Yeah, I'd love to automate that part of it. But I would never, just in my own field, you can never automate like, oh, we're going to, no, I don't want to give anybody any ideas, but we're going to automate your lawn service. It's just going to be robots showing up, and then they jump out of the truck and George Jetson your lawn. And
it's all coming.
I know. It's so sad. I got to figure out how to program those things.
Did you see the video? I saw a video earlier of a cop trying to pull over a driverless car.
No, but I did see a cop trying to pull over a self-driving Amish vehicle. Dude got drunk and fell out. And the horse was just going.
We're just going. Now this cop is like standing in front of a car. There's people in it, but they're passengers. It's some kind of, I guess, self-driving Uber or something.
Yeah.
And he's trying to wave the, and it's like there's not a thing to recognize. What all it knows is there's something in front of it. Way, so it stopped, yeah. But it's not going to pull over like you want it to. It's like what are you doing?
What are you doing?
And dude just keeps standing there. Pull over, like yelling at it. And everyone in the car is like, what are you know? And then he started getting nasty with the passengers. They're like, we're passengers. It's not our car. Like, we'll get out and leave, I guess, if that's what you want. But, yeah. You know, you can't really charge us with anything. We got an Uber, and you decided to put up a roadblock.
Yep.
Jeez. So, I don't know.
All right, let's see what else is happening in the world.
Well, there's a new rule that's going into effect thanks to the federalization through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac or whatever it is, Fannie Mac and Fred, however they are.
What?
When it comes to mortgages, where now if you have good credit, you're going to pay higher fees so that people with bad credit can get loans.
You know, I'm right in the middle of this crap, right?
Like, I'm right about that this morning.
Dead smack in the middle of it, like. Here, print off these papers and then print all this stuff off, read it, and then sign it, and then PDF it back. I'm like, couldn't you just fucking send me a PDF so I could, you know, e-sign it?
Yeah.
She's like, well, just print it off. I don't have a printer. I fix toilets.
Yeah, why would
what
I?
What do I need a fucking printer for?
Why would I have a printer?
I'm on lawns. Like, I do drywall. Why would I have
a... You might as well ask me to fax it to you.
Yeah, I can fax it to you and play a soundtrack on my 8-track. Well, I have one of those. That's different. But, why would I have a printer anymore? Fucking bitch.
Well,
yeah, they're shrinking that gap considerably, almost half of, you know, it was almost around half. I like numbers, so I really crunched into the article and looked at the numbers. And you're losing around half of the perks you used to get from good credit. So, you still get a better rate, but the gap difference
that's
going to
be
marginal.
It's going to be offset, right? $500 a year. $580.
You're going to pay a little more on your mortgage.
Yeah, so you're
going to pay considerably less.
Yeah.
It kind of just reduces that incentive for having good credit. I mean, you still get a better rate, but not by much.
Yeah, but if it gets eaten up then by fees that go somewhere else, it's like, well, what?
2% if I did that, but I'm not all. Yeah, puts me back up at like a 5.8 instead of a 5.2.
And you're already falling probably under this new rule because it goes in effect on May 1st. So if you're doing your home loan
now. It's gonna. Already.
You're not gonna probably close by May 1st.
No.
So they're
gonna. Son of a bitch.
Yep.
I might as well just not do it.
Well, put a pause on it.
No.
Wreck your credit. Come back to it.
Getting your house or condo or whatever it is, you know, that is, to me, the best investment an ordinary person can make.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm in 15 years right now. Why, if I'm going to get hosed, I might as well just stay getting hosed.
You're doing a refi. You're not buying for the first time.
Yeah. So I might as well just stay getting hosed. I've already been 7 years of fighting with them because I've been self-employed. Nobody wants to deal with it. They don't want to deal with you. I've already done three years in a row. I did the proof of income. Oh my God, just they're like, well, we don't understand how you made this much money, but you only did taxes on that. I'm like, did you look at my Schedule C, bitch? Like, did you look at it at all? I have a 900 square foot home office. Everything I buy goes back into the business. Like, duh. Well, how come you only pay yourself? I have it all lined up weird, but they're like, well, you just screwed yourself because you're self-employed. You need a W-2. And now it's not worth it. So what are we doing now? Zookeeper?
Well, if you're in the market for a new job, a zoo in the UK is hiring human seagull deterrents.
Well, he can't work at McDonald's anymore. So, as well.
And what they want you to do is wear an eagle costume. And I guess when the seagulls come and harass the animals they don't want to be messed with by the seagulls or whatever. oh, they're stealing food from the visitors and stuff. They want these guys to, you know, make some noise, jump around, flap your wings.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every quarter of Colorado Springs, you know, saying, come into our stores. They
have
silly costumes on.
I dig it. That's funny shit.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's funny.
That'd be a fun job. I would do it if it paid well.
I'm guessing it doesn't.
I'm guessing you'd have to have somebody with a camera follow you around and get that shit on your ticky-talkies.
Yeah.
Start selling some underwear.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, well, I mean, I guess they're getting applicants. The publicity agent told Insider that the ad has, quote, broken the internet with at least 200 applicants.
That I wouldn't say that broke the internet.
But yeah, not either.
200 but, applicants?
Yeah. That's probably more than, I'm sure that's more than he thought he would get.
Sure. This economy, though.
Well, I think that's it for the news. Yep. Let's get into some cool stuff. Well, cool stuff, as always, is brought to you by Top Extracts, Extracts Kratom, which if you don't know what Kratom is, it's pretty cool stuff. Basically, it has a similar effect to opiates, but without that pesky addiction.
True.
So if you're in the market for some Kratom, get it from Top Extracts. Go to kratom.mantoolsmedia.com, or again, use the neat little QR code over there. I'm not sure cool is quite the right word for this, but well, we'll let you guys be the judge.
High school janitor invented a new way to clean the halls 10 times faster.
This must be a school in Detroit or Chicago.
People are so creative.
Hopefully he knows how to reload that brass. That could come in handy.
We actually have a Man Tools episode about that if you dig back far enough.
We do, yes. Yeah. Safety third.
Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah. Saw that sitting there the other day. I was like, oh, you know, when your stomach jumps.
Good.
It's
good that he tied off to that crane or whatever is holding him up, because we'll play that
Watch
one more
that
time.
Again.
It's a excavator with a jackhammer attachment. And I mean, it looks like their goal is to bring that bridge down, but I'm not sure they anticipated quite doing it that way.
Yeah, apparently. Oh,
that was the bridge.
the linchpin holding it all together. Mm. Yeah, I went when I saw it. I was like, "What the fuck just happened?"
And then he's just kind of dangling.
All right, and then
okay. So this is messy and scary, folks. So if you've never been in a tornado,
yeah,
like, and you've seen the movie Twister, and you're like, "Oh, they're cute and cuddly tornadoes."
No,
and
no, they're not.
No, watch.
Nope.
I see it up here.
The other way? That makes it go the other way. Cool.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, so they go hide in the garage.
You just hear the wind picking up, picking up, picking up.
And then you get a vacuum.
And the shed outside just went away.
Whoosh,
yep. And stuff is getting sucked out from the garage.
And then we go take a look. There's now a car
there where the shed was.
Doors are ripped off. And the forest is gone.
Oh my gosh! Look up there.
Yeah.
The shed's gone. The forest is gone.
That's someone's car there.
Yeah, that's one way to do some spring yard work, but wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah. And then this—I don't know if you've seen this whatever podcast. It's a dating relationship podcast. It has some interesting personalities on there, but this was
marriageable unexpected. Man or your Instagram.
Marriageable man. My boyfriend already, for him, I'm going to delete my Instagram soon, actually, because I see Instagram as just a dating app.
Whoa.
So if you didn't quite catch that, they're going around the room of these girls, marriage material man or your Instagram, which would you, if you had to give up one? And she surprised everybody by going, definitely marriage material man, and in fact I'm deleting it because of my boyfriend.
Yep.
Because it is for women, she points out, she's like, for guys it's different. She's like, but even if you're an ugly girl, you're gonna get DM'd.
Based. Okay. And was that something that you arrived at on your own, or was it kind of...
Because I mean, again, if you're a certain level of attraction, even for girls, even if you're unattractive, you're still gonna get guys in your DM. It doesn't matter, because we can get a guy easier than a guy can get a girl. And so for me, I want to make him feel like he's the only man, and that comes with making him feel like he has a certain level of status. So I'll gladly delete my Instagram.
I don't think I've ever heard a girl say that on the show. We've interviewed over 100 people.
Yeah, she wins the golden prize.
She's a keeper.
Yep. That dude's a lucky dude.
Yeah. All right. And now this.
Yes.
You, the biggest, most ridiculous shoulder fire rifle ever created, the four bore rifle. 2,150 grain, 1 inch in diameter. This is a Campbell soup can, and this is the four bore. It's going to be putting out upwards of 200 pounds of felt recoil.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to prep for that one.
Here we go.
Lean into it.
Oh!
Doing. Steel target, and it took
most of the paint off.
Split the post that this target was on.
2x4.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Let's see. Yeah, that's it for our cool stuff. We're gonna pay some bills, and then we're gonna get into some sports. Well, we'll cover some more obscure things. We let ESPN handle that kind of stuff.
Right.
I wasn't drinking beer here.
We'll get into some.
Very well. You will regret your choices.
Well, on my way over here, my brakes made an awful noise. And the last time I got them done, it was so expensive.
You should go to EXO Auto Works. They did a great job on mine, and it was way cheaper than anywhere else I've been.
That sounds great. I need to get their number from you.
At EXO Auto Works, we offer the best price on brake service in town. We include brand new brake pads, rotors, and hardware, which saves you money and gets you on the road faster. See our website for a full list of our services. Call EXO Auto Works today.
It's a Glock that's also a bong. Hit the Glock. Yeah, the Glock. It's my Glock and it's also my bong. The Glock. Yeah, the Glock. It's a Glock that's also a bong. The Glock. Yeah, my Glock. It's my Glock and it's also my bong.
Sports this week brought to you by Beards Until Skulls, beard grooming products. They're awesome. They're a veteran-owned business right here in Colorado Springs. remember how we were giving out their address?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. That's just their warehouse. They are an online only. We're like, oh, they even have a physical address here. The guy was like, hey, don't do that. I had a couple people show up. It's at the warehouse. It's just a warehouse. I don't know why a Google Maps thing shows up for us, but it shouldn't. I'm like, okay.
All right. Sorry. Well, you should have sold us some stuff. Right. So if you want some cool ass undies, go to 1683 Elk Street.
But, to get some awesome beard products, go to beard.mantoolsmedia.com or use that little QR code over there. And, you know, I ordered, in fact, today, some, it's getting to be that time of year where I like the bay rum scent. So, yeah.
Sports.
World's Strongest Man just happened. And some history was made, with the new champ is the first Canadian ever to win. So we got some kind of highlights of the tail end here from a former World's Strongest Man himself, Eddie Hall.
Day two of the World's Strongest Man final. Now we've got the Max Dumbbell this morning, and then we've got the Boss Pull, and then we've got the iconic Atlas Stones. Today we're going to find out who's going to win the World's Strongest Man 2023. Now, the first event is a Max Dumbbell. And they're starting with 242
pounds. That's a 342 pound dumbbell.
Get it to the shoulder. It's this huge dumbbell. Literally, like the handles are the size of
one hand.
Going to get out to the shoulder. And then with one arm, they're going to press it above the head. And we're going to hold it for a couple of seconds.
And the handle is like gripping something like this. It's not even a standard dumbbell handle. It's like
pounds is a ridiculous weight to put above your head as it is. It's like 105, 110 kilo. But we're going all the way up. We've got like 5 kilo jumps, 10 kilo jumps. People, the athletes can pick whatever weight they want to go up. All the way up to 151 kilo for a new world record. So that's what the aim of today is, the world record 151. And then after that, they've got another dumbbell.
I think that was the 342 that they showed earlier. 155
kilo. And I can't describe to you the size of this dumbbell.
That'll be
the most ridiculous thing 155
kilo. That's 345.
No one's going to press it. Being very realistic. If someone presses that, they deserve
fucking
every
hell.
Ounce of respect in the strongman industry from absolutely everybody, because it is just a really bad event.
All right, Ed. Get on with it. And even...
Hey, how are you?
We're going to jump ahead. Here we go. There's some attempts. Nope.
Fucking noggin.
Well, guys, that's the dumbbell done. That was really, really interesting to watch. In joint first place was Mitchell Hooper and Evan Singleton, both of them hitting 140 kilos. So that's 309 pounds. That was absolutely insane. Evan and Mitch had sixth, and then half a point behind. And Tom.
There we go, the bus pull. Which is bananas.
That's so fun.
Pulling the bus.
Right then, guys, the bus pull has just gone. It was a 51,000 pound bus pull. And as you can see now, Matthias Kalaskoski did the test run with this, and he hit 31 seconds. That gave us a good idea.
He's 31 seconds.
That gave everyone a good idea what we're going to expect.
Yeah, that's just for the guy that tested out everything and made sure it worked.
Spot on. So, in first place was Mitchell Hooper. He did it in 30.24 seconds. Second place was a tie between Evan Singleton and Tom Stoltman. They both hit 32.27. Now, I believe they're in the TV truck.
Well, yeah.
Watching the footage back.
What's the what was the next event?
Time them both to that the millisecond.
Down. Let's jump to the odds.
Really, strongest man and Matthew Atlas Stones to go.
There we go.
See you in a minute.
He's Brian Shaw in his last. He's retiring.
Ugh. Shit.
Nope. And there's your winner.
Eesh. Right, I'm with Hooper now. He just came over to the Atlas Stones, mate. Just for me personally, I've got to eat my words. I've got to say well done. I've got to say I underestimated you. Many, probably all the social media underestimated you.
Yeah, this guy
you.
Was like a complete dark horse.
People right?
People expecting you. Him to win.
And I'm a believer.
Guy.
I forget his first name, well, Hooper, just, out of Canada.
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. You dominated, and I mean dominated that final. You're going to go away now. You told me you're going to come back and win some more titles. Gonna go away and try and start a family. How does it all feel, man? How are you digesting this right now?
I'm not well. It'll be weeks. When I won the Arnold, I looked at the trophy on my desk 2 weeks later and it's still trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
So to be honest, it's gonna take a long time, and in this sport you never know when your last title is, because it's incredible competition. Well, the points might say that I dominated. If you actually watch what's going on, it's a lot of effort, and sometimes it's split seconds, and to come out on top is amazing, and I don't take it for granted if this is the last time.
Yeah. There
you
go. And he's got a mustache.
Yeah.
And his amazing mustache. That's who won.
Did you watch any of the footage from, like, Coachella?
No.
Okay, so there's all this controversy stuff happening with the live footage of them. Putting in more people, CGIing in for certain artists, so it looked like it was just.
I saw something about jam-packed. That where they just copied and pasted a bunch of groups of people.
Yeah. I've never seen so many mustaches in my life.
Yeah,
no frills. Like that's the 70s porn stash is back.
That's the look now.
Yes, if you are a 30 below, 30 something and below, you're a mustache man now. Interesting.
All right, well, he made history, so let's talk about history.
Good segue.
The week in his story. Redo the video. If your speakers still work after that. The week in history is brought to you by...
Do you know anybody who has a recording studio?
Is brought to you by the historically best investment that there is, gold. Through Noble Gold Investments.
Gold in them, their portfolios.
Get a free gold-backed IRA guide by going to gold.mantoolsmedia.com.
It's nothing's better than the shiny stuff.
That's right.
Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood.
Gold's been doing very
ain't
well.
Maybe I shouldn't
say this, but I thought about buying some back in 2000. It was about $275 an ounce. And so I like math, you know, numbers. So I did the from then to here, and over that 23 years, it's been averaging 9%. And anytime you can get, plus it's tangible. Like, it's not like cryptocurrency or some stock market where, you know, you find out someone embezzled money, then, you know, it goes to zero, like Adelphia Cable, you know, like they were like 60, they used to be our cable company here. They were $65 a share. Next day, they're 13 cents a share. You know, that's not going to happen with gold. Your gold's not going down to $13.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it has its ups and downs, but it's never, gold has never gone to zero, and stocks certainly have.
We're due for 100 years lull.
Yeah, well,
9% return over 23 year average.
Yeah, that's
phenomenal.
That's decent.
That's
decent.
Plus, like I said, it's you're not going to lose it because it's gold. It's tangible. It's not
some. Well,
anyways, I regret I didn't buy my gold.
Oh, well,
yeah,
you know, if wishes, if
I rolled over a couple of years ago, I rolled over an IRA, or I mean, it was a 401k that was losing money all the time into gold, and I have not regretted it at all. I would look at this thing and I'm like, why am I paying fees for this thing to just lose money?
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck you guys.
Gold, I shiny want stuff.
Out, so,
because if wishes were horses, we'd all be having steak.
That's right. Okay, well, this week in his history, April 27th, 1989, protesting students took over Tiananmen Square in Beijing, China. Of course, that led up to this iconic photograph that you see the guy, I think he was getting groceries or something mundane, and just was like,
"Nope,
I got to get where I got to go."
He pulled a Twisted Sister.
I don't care what's going on. Get out of my way.
He wasn't
going
to take it.
That's right.
Anymore.
Yeah. April 28th, 1967, Muhammad Ali refuses induction into the U.S. Army after his draft number comes up and is stripped of his boxing titles and would later serve some jail time and pay some fines. Yeah.
Crazy time.
Yeah. Let's see. May 29th, 1913. Gideon Sunback of Hoboken patents the all-purpose zipper.
Right. 2 days later, Michael Schwartz ended up suing him for getting his Schwartz caught in said zipper. Historically accurate.
Let's see. April 30th, 1789. George Washington is inaugurated as the first U.S. president.
Ish.
Well, the previous ones were called the President of the Congress.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Well, then we hammered out some details.
Yeah.
Got to sort it out.
Had a nice little coup to come up with a constitution.
That's it. That's it.
And there you go. Let's see. May 1st, 2011. Osama bin Laden is killed in Abbottabad,
Pakistan by Navy SEALs in Operation Neptune Spear.
Allegedly.
That's true. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I haven't seen the body, so we'll go with allegedly.
Allegedly.
That is a weird, like, we buried him at sea and no one can look at him. It's kind of like.
Allegedly.
Okay. May 2nd, 1923. Lieutenants Oakley Kelly and John McCready take off from New York for the West Coast in what would become the first successful nonstop transatlantic flight or transcontinental flight. Transatlantic. No, they didn't go over the Atlantic.
No, they went
over the continent.
Continent.
Where if you fall down, you don't just get you to go in the water.
You don't get to use your seat as a flotation device.
And finally, May 3rd.
I don't know how they made it. Like,
yeah, dude.
With the, all that weight. Yep. You know exactly where. We've been doing this too long. Balls of steel. All that lift and drag.
Let's see. May 3rd, 1948. The Supreme Court rules. I didn't know this was the result of a Supreme Court ruling. I knew that this changed, but I didn't know that it was a Supreme Court ruling. The Supreme Court ruled that movie studios must sell their theaters.
You didn't know trust.
Before that, theaters belonged to the studios. And now there are still some remnants of that. You'll find a Fox Theater every once in a while or a Paramount.
Yep.
And what it is, at one time it belonged to Paramount Studios, and it would only show Paramount movies. Yeah. Yep.
There's a Fox.
Well, Fox Theater would only show Fox Studios movies. Yeah. The Warner would only show Warner Brothers pictures.
So, you know, it's like what you have to deal with now and your streaming services. You have to buy all these 10 fucking streaming services if you want to watch, you know, Star Trek and Star Wars and mechanics shows and, you know, HGTV shows. Like, if your hobbies and your entertainment proclivities are vast, you have to buy a lot of different shit now.
That is correct.
But as of a few days ago or so, a week ago, they said they are now shutting down Netflix DVDs.
Oh, wow.
They've been doing it for 25 years, and I am very sad because I still got 138 movies in my queue, and I only get to watch about 30 or 40 of them.
They got to pay your $30 a month for Netflix or whatever they're at now, jackasses.
Yeah, that keeps going up. Yep. Well, that brings us to the end of the week in history. Which is also the end of our show.
I think there's still a Fox Theater in Walsenburg. If there's a bright center to the universe, Walsenburg is a town.
No. Oh, God. Oh, shit.
It's the end of the show with weird music. Where we wrap it up.
That's right.
All right, Wade, tell us all about it one more time. Hit us with it.
So if you want to, I am a service-disabled veteran-owned small business. So I did 30 years. And if you want to learn more about my product, go to mangatalifestyle.com, which is M-A-N-G-A-T-A, lifestyle.com. And it's manufactured right here in Colorado.
Awesome.
Get to the website. Get the elk. I'm going to get a pair. I'm
gonna I haven't get sold a moose yet. If you bought a moose, you'd be my first moose.
I mean, I could buy one.
I don't know that I'll fill it out.
I'd have to hang it on the wall. All right, locals, members, be on the lookout for our members only. So you want to start a business episode, which will air tomorrow. We'll be discussing starting a business with our esteemed entrepreneurial guest. And you can still get our President's Day special, Abraham Lincoln, worst president ever? ? Check that out at our locals, mantoolsminions.locals.com. It's our members-only content. It's $3 a month. It is definitely worth $3. Check it out. Like I said, we're not good, but we're relatable. our merch, check out our new MAGA inspired hats. They are red. They say cooler shit than you could imagine. It's at merch at mantoolsmedia.com. And get free shipping if you're in our Facebook group. So that is a 20% off for locals, if you're also if you're a locals member. Let's see. Thank you to our guest, Wade Whitrock. Oh, fuck, I can't read. Whitrock, and check out the...
Can you zoom it, buddy?
If you don't mind. I get about halfway through and everything starts to go blurry. Thanks, pal.
Yep.
I'm hurling towards 50, so life is passing me by quick. Thanks to our sponsors. Find all of them at sponsors.mantoolsmedia.com. Thank you for watching and or listening. Please check us out on the web at mantoolsmedia.com. Our social is at links.co/mantoolsmedia. If you liked this episode, please share, subscribe, do all of those buttony things that you do. Right? If it makes you laugh, go tell somebody. That's our it's me our new motto. Just go tell somebody. If it makes you mad, go tell somebody.
Yeah. We'll be a tattletale.
You rat bastards. You've paid for adequate. That's what you got tonight. That's what you got. Yeah, we'll be back next week. Same man time, same man channel.
Good night, everybody.